quiet.
You be quiet.
Is it? All right, go.
Oh, okay. Welcome to Drunken Shenanigans.
Drunken Gigantigan, man.
There's so much autism in this room.
Yeah. Autism?
Yes.
It's a penis. It's not a penis.
It's not just a boulder. It's a rock.
It's a rock!
How do you expect me to enjoy my...
It's not just a penis. It's a cock.
Yeah, oh. Because it's SpongeBob, but with penises.
Yeah.
So yeah. That's why they're not doing SpongeBob no more.
Okay, so today, on this lovely occasion...
On this Wednesday...
Please stop doing that, man.
It's Wednesday, my dude.
Hey, you know what?
Every single episode we uploaded, that we said it was Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday, they all got uploaded on Friday.
Hey, guess what? Fuck you.
Monday, my bad.
I'm sorry, I don't listen to my own voice because I'm not a narcissist.
We had Wednesday Night Live on a Friday, published on a Monday.
I don't care!
Well, that's because our producer fucking sucks.
Our producers are fucking worthless.
I stick my penis in his butt.
Take the plural out of there. It's singular.
Okay, the producers went to Craigslist.
All right, Avery, no one
cares. The misconnection side. Yeah, thanks, Brett.
That's not my name.
Brenton.
Yeah, I'm going to call him Brett.
No, fucking Brenton. Because he sucks like the British.
You suck.
Hey, you can go fuck yourself off there, you little fucking twat. Hey,
happening?
Fuck the Welsh.
What is
fuck the Welsh.
What?
What is happening right now?
I don't know. Multicultural.
You gotta be even
multicultural
racist, so
shit.
I don't know.
Just read your fucking.
I tell you why,
shit.
You lie me, bastard. You better fucking read whatever's on your little.
Listen here, you wee little tight bitch.
Okay. This is. You might need to go fetch his lucky charms.
Should I say where this is from?
No.
Yes.
See.
Hi.
Rock, paper, scissors.
It's from a town that. It's from a town that none of us know called Killeen, Texas.
Oh, yeah. Nope. Never been there.
I heard the place is shitty.
This says, ready now. Hi, I'm male, 66, looking for a female or a male. Regular visitor, once or twice a month.
Is he rich?
Doesn't say.
Should I be moving to Killeen?
If he's rich, I will move there and be his sugar baby.
He has a house.
If he has a house, he must make
it. What's the house look like?
I have no pictures.
I was going to say, that's a make, like a fucking deal breaker. Right?
Yeah. That's a make or break it moment.
I was going to say, you gotta have pictures of the house. I mean,
if it's
the
like
lawn
a,
itself.
He is rich, I will be his sugar bear.
Cup.
What if he doesn't want a bear? What if he wants a chihuahua?
Can he grip me?
Is it a hand size chihuahua?
We're not talking about. Stop it!
That was like a long time ago.
It was like an hour and a half ago.
I'm still looking for Tobias.
Look, if we're not gonna lie about what day we're recording, let's not lie. We all record on the same day, right?
Hey! You just ruined the movie.
Nobody cares, you fucking loser.
I'm pretty sure
ruined the illusion.
And I'm pretty sure the Russian cares.
Yeah, I'm
love
pretty
you,
sure.
Comrade.
I'm pretty sure the Russian.
Russia.
Guess what? It's Sunday. None of us go to church because we suck at life, and we do this instead with
It's Monday.
I'm talking about normal podcasts.
You fucking tard.
You fucking
Let's
tard.
Let's not lie about
Fuck
the
off.
Days we record on.
You know what? You know what, Vladimir? If I had vodka here, I'd take a shot for you.
We do.
That's
on the fridge.
Oh, we do?
What if it's a woman?
You know,
Vladette?
You sing?
Huzzah!
Yeah. How old are you?
Always. Okay.
No. Lagatha.
We love you.
Lagatha, my dude. Hey, I gotta keep
no condom, not pulling out.
No, fuck no, I'm gonna have
multiple times.
Multiple!
And it's gonna be in there the entire time, even while I'm taking a break.
Are we talking about... Our Russian.
No, we're talking about something different.
We're talking about real warriors.
I gotta watch that show.
Vikings?
Yeah.
I swear
fucking
to God,
amazing.
I'm gonna throw you out the window right now.
I gotta watch it.
So this next one says, it says, you visited me a few years ago. It's also from a place called Killeen, Texas.
How many years ago?
I'm not sure. It says a few.
Okay, a few could be like
so
from two
yeah,
to
it could, exactly.
That could be right. 2 to 5.
Forever.
2 to 5.
But they posted it 2 days ago.
Oh.
Did you visit Texas?
Oh, you want to read it?
Of course we want to read it.
Did you visit Texas like a couple years ago?
Yes. I was there for business.
I hear they got...
Oh, no, not me.
Wait.
It says mail for mail.
Ooh!
Wait, let me read it. You visited me a few years ago.
I was going to read it.
Killeen. You came to my place on occasion. I would take care of you and swallow something delicious. It's been too long and I'm missing it again. Mail for mail.
And on that one.
Do you like the seductive tone in which I read it?
Right, you should
I just scroll right.
The good thing in Killeen is the bars and bartenders.
I don't know.
Bartender.
I'm not a bar person.
I've never been to Killeen.
I will
roll to have a good time.
Hey, copyright.
I will cause mass murder in
here. One of my brothers is going to come down on us.
It's fair use.
Yeah, because it's not the actual song. We're singing it.
This one's in...
I hate you all.
In West Virginia.
Born and raised.
Looking for head doctor. Title says all straight male.
Let's go, baby.
That kind of head. Okay. I was thinking homeboy had a migraine issue or something.
I was thinking shrink, but...
Oh.
I'm here now, so you gotta bring up a fucking shrink.
I did have neurologist.
I wanna do one more. That one, that last one was shit.
What the fuck are these?
This one is from Utah.
I told you, dude, that was all that he had in Marathon. It was fucking. Dude, this small podunk one horse town.
Alright.
And they obviously did have one horse.
Five people who listen, have you ever stuck a sack of tobacco in your mouth?
It sucks ass.
You've stuck more than a sack of tobacco.
Don't be a bitch.
Hey, don't be jealous.
Long cut.
So what's the next one, Zach?
This one's from Utah, the land of the Mormons.
Huh?
I love how it smells, though.
Miss your being. Our smooth skin grazing. Eyes of a goddess. Your presence amazing. Late night massages. Be my queen again.
Now.
Where's that from again?
They're gonna seduce me.
Utah.
Damn,
producers
are telling you have to read the capital.
Bro, that's a Hemingway.
The capital
I'm
letters.
Making.
Oh yes,
yeah,
little one.
Hey, stop it.
M O E Y L B. Those are the capital letters. What are you?
Isn't it an acronym?
Boiled.
Boiled.
O E Y.
Oh, this isn't the one.
Oil.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck? It says
our producer's a fucking moron.
Our producer sucked.
This has already been established.
Our producer's
petition to fire him. Petition to fire him.
Our producer's getting an extra.
This is a plumbing issue.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
What?
Say aye.
What?
Motion carries. Bitch, you're fired.
This is short.
Just hear a gunshot.
Get out. You suck my left testicle.
Hey, you weren't
a
new guy. You better watch what you're talking about.
Hey, anybody just shut the fuck up, everyone, while she's trying to read something. Loud noises!
This is chaotic.
Yeah.
This is a really short one, but it's titled Plumbing Issue in Temple. Late night plumbing issue. Please respond with a quick fix.
I'll give you a
plunger.
Fix to this
plunger, dildo, TNT,
dick in the ass.
I was gonna say actual cum.
My father.
This one is titled Roleplay.
Prolapsed ass.
Oh, roleplay.
From which state? I bet you it's from California.
It
California does weird shit.
It's from California.
Neighborhood.
It's definitely from California.
Temple, California.
It says I've always been the male. Now after watching some movies, I would like to be the female once.
Wait, buddy. Read that one more time.
What,
I've always been
a
male. Now, after watching some movies, I would like to be the female once.
Once?
Only once.
I've experienced
so
that.
So they are
not
curious.
Experience.
I used to be bi. I'll
I
give them the experience once.
I mean, I don't know, dude. Fucking, this guy, or girl.
I hope my mom doesn't watch this.
It'd be the most action I've had.
Do not contact
me.
Hold on.
Do not contact me with unsolicited services or offers. Okay, so what constitutes as unsolicited? Like, we actually have to...
Bless you.
Bless you.
Bless you.
Salute! Get that.
Shut up.
I hate you.
Alright. This one's from Temple. Why?
What state is that in? Probably Carolina.
I don't know.
No.
We're in Texas, you dumbass. It's from Texas.
I was going to say a temple. Because, I mean, the monks, they took a vow of celibacy, but...
We've definitely said we're from Texas before.
We definitely have.
I know some of the comments, people may think we're from Alabama. Fuck.
No, we haven't.
We'll
have this conversation.
I mean, fucking dogs and shit.
No,
okay, that was none of us. That was our sick, fucking-minded producers pulling up Etsy shit.
What's that guy's name again?
What?
Tobias!
I fucking hate that guy.
He hates you too.
What'd you say?
Everyone fucking hates me!
I will fuck Tobias like he is the chihuahua.
I will kill every Tobias.
No. Shut the fuck up.
Even the lead singer of Ghost. Whose name
is
also...
No, you can't go that far. You know?
The Swedes are sick fucks.
Okay, that's fair.
Yes, and he did fuck up the band. I don't like the way they sound now.
He fucked the band?
He fucked up the band.
Oh, good for him. He got some.
No! Even though they now have females.
What's the poster?
And one of the keyboardists was...
Thick! That's weird.
That was when I was in Tennessee. Ash Almond Compter. Anyways, this one is said. Why is the screen fucking? Okay, there it is. There's a warm wind blowing. The stars are out, and I'd really love to see you tonight, or tomorrow night. Lunch would be great, or dinner. 50s guy, age not a decade. Looking for a female friend for ongoing fling.
Rule number 3, CJ.
All right, quick question.
Four
do fucking
or five.
Do those yeah. ads ever work?
I don't
See,
know.
That's the question, right? Because there's all kinds of ads. I didn't know Craigslist was a thing anymore. I really thought the website died.
Oh no!
Yeah,
no, absolutely not.
And Craigslist every other day.
It did mostly with like it was a big in the college community, and everybody moved to Facebook.
Okay, with this kind of shit. No, it's ongoing.
They moved to personal ads.
But
I legitimately thought Craigslist was like my hometown.
When I moved to Virginia, many years ago, I was looking for a job. I went to Craigslist. And
good indeed
for
actual
job.
Real jobs, not like fucking perverted shit. And I got a job at Gold's Gym, and then I also got a job at Ford. I was part time for both, and then I left Gold's Gym because Gold's Gym.
I'll give you a job, baby.
Fucking cunts. Cuntcakes. Thank you, Mom, for the awesome new word.
Can we say that word? Is that a word?
Cuntcakes! There, I said it again.
My mom doesn't like that word.
I don't care.
I just meant the word.
She's not my mom.
Who?
Mom. Can we say mom? Is that a word?
Whoa! This one's kind
of Some
fucked.
Of us don't have
I want to read that one. Hold up. No, it's fucked. I want to read it.
I mean, it's not really fucked. It's
Father.
Just weird.
Sit.
I am sitting, bitch.
Hey.
Honking Whataburger guy, Harker Heights. Just wanted to say, we thought you were very handsome. That's all. So it was more than one person that was included.
Yeah.
No, that's the
where do you
This one. I don't know.
That's me.
The question is, where do you get like the audacity to get online and post like, I saw you. That's all.
I don't. Apparently, it was a lot more than seeing. There was like
checking that motherfucker.
There were activities.
Come stick it in my butt.
There were activities involved, like
with
extracurricular.
With a hunkin' Whataburger guy.
I mean, Whataburger. I'm gonna say it right now.
Are you gonna read it for the class, or are you just gonna look?
It's not the best. Whataburger is just generic.
It's shit.
It's just as bad as McDonald's. I don't know what the big hype is.
I don't either. I hate it.
I don't know what the big hype is.
It's not like top tier burger, but it's definitely better than McDonald's. Stop.
Well, the thing is, to be fair.
To be fair.
I haven't had McDonald's in like almost a year, so.
McDicks isn't that bad.
I mean,
yeah, but Whataburger is definitely higher on this.
Order a McGangbang and you'll feel better.
I don't see that on the menu.
It's not.
Is it the secret menu?
It's a secret menu.
Secret menu.
What it is? It's a McChicken and a double cheeseburger put together. It is flawless.
That sounds like diabetes, and I want it.
Exactly. Throw some bacon on there for a little razzle dazzle.
Bacon.
Alright.
Speaking of which, how the fuck is one.
Breaking rule three.
Communal.
It's okay, it's already been broken countless times with no regard for the rules that we set. It's fine.
I mean, rules are meant to be broken.
I don't know if you could call this like a religion or just a collective group, but how the fuck are you gonna just cancel out bacon altogether without even trying it?
Are you talking about, like...
I'm talking about the people that call us Infidels.
Muslims.
Yes.
And they don't...
I wasn't gonna fucking drop a pen on them, but...
Well, hey. I mean, it's pretty obvious because you actually went farther than I did by saying they call us
Infidels. Well, I mean, Jews don't eat bacon either.
True.
Yeah, Jews don't eat bacon, but...
There are people that don't eat meat altogether. That's just fucking crazy.
Fuck vegans. Sorry. I doubt we have any vegan listeners. If we do, hey, fuck you. Take your meat substitute and shove it up your fucking ass.
That's one of our six listeners. Just
hey, I just spent a while in fucking California, and I hated every fucking second of it. Because I was in California.
Everyone hates California.
I'd rather have been in the Middle East again.
California is a beautiful place. You guys just happened to go to the part that God forgot the water.
Fair enough.
Touche.
Okay.
Sorry, I'll get off my pedestal.
Black man at CEFCO on the 31st.
Racist.
You were putting gas in your car next to me. You were wearing gray sweatpants and a gray t-shirt. Mm. And I could see you weren't wearing any underwear.
Schlong.
That's I was the older guy at the pump next to you. If you see this, I would love to get to know you better and become your daddy.
He wants
fuck. Ooh, sugar daddy. The funny thing is, I wonder if these people that are making the post think that people they spot and at random also go on Craigslist.
Yeah, I'm saying.
And check and see. And I wonder if that guy at the pump fucking noticed me and posted something on Craigslist. Or I wonder if that old lady that was in the fucking grocery store next to me.
Even then, like, are you really gonna be like, wait a minute, I was at pump too? The fuck?
Half the time, I don't even know remember what the fuck I wear, like, 2 days prior.
He's like, wait a minute, I was fucking wearing underwear. I don't wear underwear. That's me. That's gotta be me.
Or, heaven forbid, it's a dude that doesn't wear underwear, period. Because he's so fucking blessed, no size of underwear or undergarment will fucking keep the anaconda.
There are no boxers that contain my cobra.
Why, he fucking wears boxers and it still goes past his knee. He's like, God damn it, every time I piss, there's a little trick.
Alright, let's quit talking about huge penises and let this beautiful man say what he posted on Craigslist.
That's how
he
fucking talks.
Definitely.
Talk.
Sexting for lonely men. Alvarado. In parentheses. Text only service for lonely men. Rate depending on how long you want. $10 for an hour or $5 for 30 minutes. Call picks cost $2. For pick send or anything extra, cash app only.
What's the number for that? You know, for
877 cash no.
You know, I really thought some cash no. I thought
there is no number.
Bummer.
The producers wanted me to make you call a sex hotline.
Yeah, that costs money.
The producers can also go fuck themselves.
Yeah, the producers
suck at their job.
The producer can suck his own fat chode if he thinks anybody in here is going to optionally call a sex hotline.
The producer
costs like $10 a minute.
The producer has a massive cock.
Apparently, this motherfucker will do it.
I walked in on
apparently this motherfucker
once.
Has done it.
Goddamn, dude, I look fat as shit in this picture.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say I have too, but
yeah, the guy in the corner.
That was as a prank.
That was me this weekend. I look fat as
the operator?
What else is new?
I look fat as fuck!
What else is new? The producer called me Fatness Everdeen.
Okay, well, he's a fat shaming piece of shit, for one.
That's funny as fuck, bro!
So. Let's chat, Midlothian, Texas. Morning. How are you all doing this morning? Do you have a hard time finding someone nice out here?
No.
You can come and hang out with me and have a nice male friend to chat with. Oh. Maybe have some wine. Be safe out there. Thanks.
You lost me at wine.
Great vibes.
Yeah, definitely
not a vibe.
You lost me at wine. Who the fuck?
He's trying to give him the Cosby. Bill Cosby special. Bill Cosby special.
He's taking his cock out.
I just wanted to give him a little pudding pop.
All right, flashback.
Wait, can we just remember that shit up?
Can we get sued by Bill Cosby? I dare, motherfucker.
I think it's kind of funny.
I don't have the money
against
you.
I really wish you would, because that podcast would
just skyrocket.
Skyrocket up.
Bing, bing, bing.
I have enough money for extra microphones, everybody.
Let's interview him.
I scrolled too far, I saw a butt.
Hey, okay. A Craigslist ad with pictures.
I wish.
Very rare.
It would be more entertaining for
people. It depends.
I was going to say, if you're not looking for cars or fucking houses.
It depends. Do you think they would be
dogs?
Oh, God, stop it.
I want a grown man to come over with spaghetti and cover my body in barbecue sauce.
Do you have an interest in
Bigfoot? I got
you. I've got spaghetti in my fridge.
Oh, no. No.
Actually, don't fuck you.
Did that?
Well, actually, it didn't work. I just assumed instantaneously that it stinks, but it didn't work. Do you have an interest in Bigfoot?
I am.
Do you have an interest in Bigfoot?
I am he.
Maybe you've seen shows and
wondered. We are he.
Maybe you've seen shows and wondered if they really do exist. Have you found evidence of their existence? Would you like to do Bigfoot research with like-minded people here in and around the Texas Hill Country? If you're interested in searching our surrounding wooded areas, contact me for more information.
I mean, I do have night vision goggles.
Plan for a meet and greet at the new coffee shop in the Harker Heights Super Walmart. Oh my God, they're meeting in the Walmart!
I seduced you and then I had
to... You don't seduce me! You hurt me! I don't like being caught!
What's the difference?
Fuck you!
Alright, one. Meeting in the Walmart is an automatic red flag.
Wait, no.
The Bigfoot thing. Meeting in the Walmart is an automatic red flag.
We should go to this meet and record it.
Yes, meet me in the
Walmart. I'm not driving all that way.
Yeah, no.
Yes, the Walmart? Meet me in the Walmart supermarket. I will be in the white van with the duct tape.
And the tear-stained mattress.
Dad?
Tear-stained? I thought it was...
Just kidding.
That
was Uncle Nudie.
The tears are visible without any lights.
Oh. Could be the use, I see.
Look, I wonder if there's a mattress out there that's so covered in seminal fluid that it, like, you turn on the black light and the whole thing glows in the dark. With
yes.
No, like...
I had an inflatable mattress like that.
And there's just an outline of a girl going.
Y'all think I'm joking.
Oh,
so,
God.
Did you take it to a semen bank and just ask to cover it?
No, that was in the midst of my horror phase.
Only 97 of your 994.
What is it like?
No, not that.
Ongoing?
My dear child. You'll get there.
Please stop touching me.
What is that? Ongoing?
You're bringing back flashbacks.
I'm still at 197.
197.
You have three more?
Yes, I haven't slept with anyone since then. A few times.
You want to know the last number I heard from you?
Hmm.
176.
Was it?
That's the last number you told me.
One of the last times we talked about it was on the podcast, and I was at 197.
He was at 197 when we met your parents.
You told me 198 a while ago.
Before that, he told me like 197.
If I did, I just spoke.
He makes me feel like a choir boy, and I'm happy I'm a friend with him.
Thank you.
I am a choir boy compared to both of you.
22 ain't that bad.
I'm a choir boy.
Jesus Christ. You guys are sluts.
What are we talking about?
Body counts?
Oh, yeah. No.
People we've slept with.
No.
What show is that? -6?
Oh!
Are you speaking about yourself in the third person?
No.
He's taking back. Like. He's taking back times he slept with people in his past incarnation.
Oh, was gonna say, even then, he his best.
No,
incarnation
never
get laid.
How do you think about negative six?
A virgin.
Again, your past incarnation.
Stop touching me!
Fucking leg. That's so sad.
Stop!
I'm not touching
been
you.
Six generations.
children.
Shut the fuck up, CJ.
Hey,
we're
me.
Recording a podcast.
I don't care.
Be respectful.
Then stop. Make him stop touching me. You're the producer guy. You can
please
fire
stop
people.
Touching
touch-
him.
How's it going, baby?
Please stop not touching him.
And on that note.
God damn it, really? Fuck.
On that note.
I'm chugging as fast as I can. Where's my knife?
Just open it.
Alright, bitch. Oh, God, that was bad.
Well, there's no outro. Go fuck yourselves.
Oh, you're